Welcome to Moxie Bets, presented by Caesars Sportsbook. I'm your host, Katie Mox. Coming up on today's show, we will give you our over and under reactions for the week, and there are plenty to choose from. We'll preview Thursday night football between the Ravens and the Bucks. Can Tom Brady finally get back on track? We'll see what Kenny has to say about that. And of course, you've got some Mox Locks coming your way. But first, we'll welcome in Kenny, Mr. Tom Brady fan over here. But I do know that you have a lot of money on the Ravens this year, so Thursday night football might be a little bit interesting for your heart and your pocketbook.
Yeah, I feel like I'm choosing between two ex-girlfriends right now. You know, I don't know which way to go. Do I go, the blonde or do I go the brunette? I'm not sure. Thursday's a tough decision for me, but we'll get into that.
We definitely will, but we'll start with the over and under reactions for the week. Start with overreactions. Kenny, what do you think that the public is overreacting to right now?
It's hard to say this, but I'm going to go. I think people are being a little tough on Tom and Aaron Rodgers so far. I know they have not looked like their classic Hall of Fame self, but if you look at the Bucks, the offensive line has been playing god awful. Like, Tom has no time to even deliver the ball. We saw last week he hits Mike Evans in stride for what would be like a 60, 70 yard touchdown pass, drops it. So I think the team around Tom Brady is not playing up to their potential. And I think as the season goes on, we'll see them pick up. And then on the Packers side, like, it's still Aaron Rodgers. He's still one of the best to ever do it. But unfortunately, he's throwing the ball to Robert Tonyan and all these, C-level players. So, of course, Aaron Rodgers was going to take a step back. He lost Devontae Adams, one of the top five receivers in the game. So I think Aaron Rodgers is going through some growing pains, and we'll see him kind of flip the switch at some point this season. It is Aaron Rodgers. Pump the brakes.
My overreaction goes hand in hand with that. My overreaction is the Bills being 11.5-point favorites versus the Packers this week. So this is the first time that Aaron Rodgers has ever been a double-digit underdog in his career. He had 234 consecutive starts without being a double-digit underdog. It's the most of any quarterback. You know, teams that frequently cover by a large amount, the public loves and is all over. That's going to be the Bills here. So they go ahead and hammer that. Then the books adjust and the lines tend to be a little bit inflated. I feel like this is going to regress a little bit more towards the mean. 70% of the public right now on Buffalo. That is insanely inflated, this line. I think the Packers are a little bit undervalued here. Like you said, Aaron Rodgers at some point is going to snap back. And this is Aaron Rodgers in primetime, in 217 primetime games played. He's 145-71-1. Also, underdogs this year straight up have been crazy. 43-61-1. Road underdogs, 36-26 against the spread. And underdogs of more than a field goal, which of course is 3 points, they're 44-22 against the spread. So I don't think that Packers are going to win this game, but I'm willing to say that the 11.5 is too much. And I wouldn't be surprised if this line ticks a little bit down towards the Packers' favor, the Bills' favor closer to game time. Cause I think that people are going to start to think that this 11.5 is too much.
Yeah, 11.5 points with Aaron Rodgers. I mean, you already said it. You've never been able to say that in the guy's career. Primetime Aaron Rodgers, you're making money. 11.5, give it to me. I want all of it. I love the Packers there in that spot.
Let's go. We're both on that. Okay, let's talk underreactions. What are people saying that, you're not agreeing with?
I mean, I just don't think he's getting enough love. Tyreek Hill, in the offseason – and I think a lot of people just kind of brush it off as Tyreek Hill being Tyreek Hill, where he was saying, dude, have you seen what I do? Like, I had Matt Moore throwing me the ball and I was putting up big numbers. It doesn't matter who's throwing me the ball, I'm going to ball out. And I think people just kind of brush that off, right? But we see it this year. He's had Tua T throwing him the ball, Teddy Bridgewater, and then Skylar Thompson. And he's in first place. He leads the NFL in receiving yards. He's got 701 yards through seven games, right? Seven games we're in. Yeah. Yep. And he's on pace to be the third receiver. It's crazy. Season's flying by, right?
Oh, it's so depressing. But
yeah, it's nuts. I was thinking that last week. I was like, geez, only like 8-9 more weeks of like betting prime time, fading the public, easy money coming in. But Tyreek Hill, he's on pace to be the third wide receiver in NFL history to eclipse 1,900 receiving yards. So, I mean, I don't think Tyreek Hill is getting enough credit for what he's doing. A lot of people said there's going to be a big drop off. No Patrick Mahomes chucking him the ball, and he's just balling out. So,
So give Tyreek Hill his flowers. You know, my underreaction is kind of similar. Daniel Jones is actually a pretty good quarterback. Maybe he just didn't have a very good coach. Jones has completed 66.7, almost 67% of his passes. He's got 1,233 yards, six touchdowns. He has 343 rushing yards and three touchdowns. He has five game winning drives this year, Kenny. Five. He's only thrown two interceptions too, which that was kind of his big thing. He was throwing picks all the time. Only two through 7 weeks so far. The Giants are winning because Jones is not turning the football over and he's leading them to comeback wins. The Giants are undefeated as underdogs. They're 5-0 as underdogs straight up. And yes, a lot of this has to do with the coaching, but I do think that maybe Daniel Jones is better than we thought he was.
Yeah, and I think Saquon needs a lot of credit there, right? I
mean, yes.
Yeah, he had the injury and then the year after.
But Saquon has never been undervalued. You know what I mean? Saquon has never been, you know, an underreaction. I feel like people are very high on Saquon, always.
No, of course. But when the last few years when Daniel Jones has struggled, he really hasn't had Saquon. And when he has had him, it wasn't Saquon at full health, right? Now we're seeing what he's doing with a healthy Saquon Barkley, a competent coach in Brian Daboll, who's able to put him in a good position to succeed. One thing that is crazy to me is I saw earlier today, the Giants don't have a wide receiver with over 200 receiving yards. That's just a staggering statistic. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm going to double check that because it just sounds so crazy. But yeah,
there's a lot of crazy stats out there though. Yeah.
But yeah, he definitely has stepped up. I think Daniel Jones, like you said, he's cleaned up the turnovers and he's a sneaky runner, right? Yeah. Like he's picking up some big yardage on the ground. So he's definitely taken a step forward. Let me see.
A huge step forward. He might even last another year with the Giants. All right, people, we're brought to you by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. See, it's not just about the daily promos, odd boosts, or the hundreds of ways to wager. It's about the immortal words of Caesar himself. You bet, you get with Caesars Rewards. Every bet you place on the app, no matter the outcome, earns towards exclusive perks at Caesars Rewards destinations everywhere. Hotel stays, concert tickets, bonuses, and more. Download the Caesars Sportsbook app, become a Caesars Rewards member today and get more with every wager. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-522-4700.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Time now for Capper's Corner. Let's preview TNF between the Ravens and the Bucks. We already alluded this is going to be a tough one for Kenny, considering his money is all over the place in this one. Moneyline Ravens -125. Line is just above a pick'em. Ravens -1.5. And the over-under is at 45. If you think the Buccaneers can win this game, they're at +105, just a little bit over even money. What do you like in this game, Kenny?
So it's a tough one. Anyone who watches the show, they know how much I love Tom Brady. He's the GOAT, the best to ever do it. Hard to not take him here as a home dog.
Yeah.
The other side, I got a lot of money on Lamar Jackson. I need him to start balling out. He was looking good for MVP. The last few weeks, he's kind of hit a tailspin.
Yeah.
Brady's only been a home dog, I think, 12 times in his career. He's 11-1 against the spread. Makes him the best against the spread as a home underdog. The Bucs have a top five defense in regards to DVOA. The Ravens have a top five offense in regards to offensive DVOA. So something's got to give here.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a lot of money on the Ravens here, which is pretty shocking to me. I thought when I saw the Bucs as home dogs on the short week, you know, everyone would be running to bet on Tom Brady as an underdog here. Not really the case. So as of now, I'm kind of leaning towards the Bucks for the full game. I'm going to go the Ravens first half money line, though. You can find it at minus 115 on Caesars Sportsbook. The Bucks, one of the slowest starting teams in the NFL this year. The Ravens, very good in the first half. And then for whatever reason, the second half comes and they're just a totally different team. I don't know if it's the adjustments in the locker room or what's going on, but they just looked like two totally different teams, right? I think, you know, you see it, I see it, everyone sees it. So I'm going to attack the Ravens first half, hopefully get the Bucks maybe at a better line at halftime. I'm going to go Lamar Jackson over rushing yards. It's 61 and a half yards on Caesars Sportsbook. He's hit this number 5 out of the 8 games he's played this year. So, you know, he's trending that he hits this yardage total. And then I'm going to do a teaser bet. I'm going to take the Bucks on a teaser to get him up to plus eight and a half.
Okay.
And the under. So it'll be Bucks plus 8.5 under 51. I do lean under here in this game. What were you going to say?
Yeah. Well, I'm just agreeing. I mean, I feel like our picks are aligned in a lot of ways. So, you know, you said it was interesting that people aren't backing Tom Brady in this space, but have you seen what your guy looks like recently? I mean, he is going through it. He looks like a shell of himself. And so I think it's hard for people to trust Tom Brady as Tom Brady in the state that Tom Brady is right now, because you can tell that something is definitely not right. And we know he's going through the divorce and he's probably never had this level of like emotional trauma and weight on his shoulders on top of, you know, a lot of his receivers being injured and the O-line and all of those things. So I feel like it's hard for people to put money on Tom. Now it's always hard to bet against him, which is why I'm going to take the under 45. You said that you were leaning that way as well. The Bucks offense just hasn't been performing well, plain and simple. The Ravens tend to fall apart in the second half. You just talked about this. You can't trust either team against the spread this year. Both of them, not great numbers there. Aside from last week, too, primetime TNF games have been sluggish and low scoring. The under is now 16-5. That's hitting at 76% in the last 21 TNF games. The total has gone under in 4 of Baltimore's last 5 games, in 6 of Tampa Bay's last 7 games, and head to head, it's gone under in 6 of the last 7 versus, you know, the Bucks and Baltimore. So the under is the trend here. Last week, I feel like, was the outlier. So I'm going to take the under on this one. I'm also going to fade Tom Brady here, taking him under 1.5 passing touchdowns. It's a plus money. It's a plus 114. I'm just going to capitalize on all of the drama right now. He's only hit this in one game, only one game this season, as he had 2 passing touchdowns. The Ravens, also on their defense, they've held 4 out of their 5 opposing teams to under 2 passing touchdowns. A plus money just seems like a good thing. He looks uncomfortable in the pocket. He's been throwing a lot of balls away. His weapons are all injured. He doesn't seem to trust the O-line. I'm going to take it. And I'm going to agree with you. I'm taking the Ravens in the first half, but I'm going to take them on the spread. It's only 0.5 point. This is that plus money, plus 105. Baltimore, top 6 first half teams, averaging 15 points per game. Tampa Bay, 29th, with only 7.7 points per game. Lamar Jackson against the first half spread, he's 37-21-2. That's hitting at 63.8%. Lamar Jackson is the second best quarterback against the first half spread over the last 20 years. The only person better is Joe Flacco. So obviously another Raven there, but pretty similar. I feel like we're leaning under. We're taking Ravens first half. I, of course, am fading Tom Brady in the passing touchdowns.
Yeah, one thing I would definitely keep an eye on, too, is the Bucks injury report. Two of their corners and their safety are all on the injury report. They haven't practiced yet this week. If the Bucks are missing those guys, it is going to be hard to slow down the Ravens offense, right? The Ravens offense is not their problem this year. It's been their defense just imploding in the second half. So I would definitely keep an eye on the injury report. And if those guys are out, I would hammer the Ravens first half here.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, let's get into Mox Locks, our best bets for today. And my first one is, you know, I already told you, it's going to be the Packers plus the 11.5. I think this is way overinflated. I do not think the Packers are going to outright win this game. I'm just going to go ahead and say that, but I think they can keep it much closer. I think they could keep it within like 8 or 9. So I'm taking the Packers plus the 11.5. What is your first lock?
So I'm going to go with the Jaguars minus 2.5. Jeez, that's scary to say. The Jaguars.
Ugly.
Yeah, but they got one advantage going for them, though. They're playing in London. Teams who have played in London typically do better than teams who have not. The Jaguars, you know, they've played in London a ton. Trevor Lawrence has played there already before. And it just makes sense, right? You're playing in a totally different time zone, new atmosphere, flying overseas. Teams scoring 17 or less points per game are 3-12 against the spread playing overseas. The Broncos offense, as we all know, has been god-awful this year. They're not scoring more than 17 points per game. So, yeah, I love the Jags here. The line's currently at minus 2.5. So I would grab that before it ticks up to a field goal or higher. I think the Jags get it done here, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's ugly, but it's hard to disagree with your analysis there. I'm going to go to the NBA for my second lock, and I'm going to take Bam Adebayo. I'm taking Bam Adebayo over 8.5. I know. What, do you like that little song I just sang? Bam Adebayo over 8.5 rebounds is at minus 123 on Caesars Sportsbook. So he's averaged this number through 4 games so far, 8.5. He hit 10 boards against the Raptors in his last game, and that number actually jumped up to 11 rebounds versus the Trail Blazers last year. However, Dame was not playing in those games, so might be a little bit inflated there. The Blazers are undefeated so far, and you just can't let Lillard get away with this game. And how do they do that? Where they're going to have to step up their defense, which means Bam is going to have to be very good on the defensive board. So I think he gets over this 8.5 tonight.
Yeah, I like that one. The Blazers have looked really good so far. So surprising.
Really good. It's game time every time.
Yeah. The backcourt with him and Anfernee Simons, they look pretty good. I don't think anyone saw that coming. Second
next lock
is going to be the Phillies to win the World Series. It's plus 170.
I love it. Let's go.
Yeah,
plus
right?
Plus 170. We
didn't get the Phillies-Yankees World Series we were hoping for, but whatever. The Phillies made it. I'll take it. As a Mets fan, it hurts. But as a sports bettor, the Phillies have been making me money in the playoffs, so I'm not jumping off now. Plus 170, they got Zach Wheeler, they got Aaron Nola, so they got the pitching to get them there. The offense is on fire. Bryce Harper hitting bombs left and right, playing like the MVP Bryce Harper we all know and love. So, yeah, I think this is just the Phillies. I said it a couple weeks ago. They just remind me of the Nationals a couple years ago when they actually beat the Astros in the World Series. They got the two stud pitchers. They got a hot offense. The bullpen has stepped
hot
up.
Offense. You know,
hot might be an understatement, right? They're like the best offense in baseball right now. So, at plus 170, I love it. And when you look at the other side, I know this in reality doesn't really affect anything, or maybe it does, and we don't know. But Mattress Mack and his 10 mil to win 75 million, it's not happening. It is not happening. I promise you guys, he is not winning $75 million.
Yeah, I love this pick too, just because I feel like, one, we live in New York. Two, I think anyone outside of Houston thinks of the Astros as like the bad guys. I do think that they are an incredibly complete team, and they've done a really good job just keeping things low scoring. But like you said, the Phillies offense is super hot right now. They have two of the best pitchers, and, you know, historical trends, the Astros have swept in the postseason all the way until now. There's only been two other teams that did that, and they both lost the World Series. So at plus 170, I love that as well. Kenny, thank you so much for joining us today. You can follow him on social at KennyBetsBig. This has been Moxie Betts, presented by Caesars Sportsbook. And don't forget to follow us on social as well at Moxie Betts. And we'll see you Friday.